You know, there are whole traditions, like in India, of sacred dance. There are Devadasis, or before the British invaded India, of women who would give themselves to temples and spend their entire life learning various forms of dance, Bharatanatyam and Kathak, which are ways of opening. All the dances involve opening your body, opening your heart, learning to conduct love through your entire body, and that is the main feminine spiritual practice. And they would devote their life to it, to the nuance. Like, they'd feel the difference between, you know, one finger up, two fingers. You know, they'd feel the difference of how that affected the flow of love. So here we are at the stage for you. We're just doing this, brings up, fine, that's where you're starting, you know? It's like you're learning to drive a car. It's clunky. But just practice it. You know, the reason I'm concentrating on your body is because that's where you're holding it. So eventually, just the nuances of, you know, where your head is exactly on your head, where your fingers are, allows love to flow through your body and the entire room. I mean, you can feel it spreading through the room, just the difference between little tiny simple movements, and then your entire life becomes an art form. Everyone you're with, you offer them love in the appropriate fashion, since with each person it's utterly different, through your body as love. It becomes an ongoing dance, and then maybe you go home and practice for an hour, you know, exploring on your own, then you go out in the world and you offer your body as love to everybody in the appropriate way, to your children in the way that children want to feel your love, and with your lover, your friends, your family, or just a stranger on the street. But it's a practice of opening so that the vehicle can conduct who you are, that's all. And it's horrifying, it's terrible at first, it hurts. All this junk comes up, all your parents' shit comes up, every insult that has ever happened to you, every wound that has ever happened. So you just love through it, practice through it, love through it, practice through it. And the funny thing is, it's the same love that is you from the very beginning, so really nothing changes but the capacity to conduct who you are. Can I stop being a woman now and relax back as a man? But it's like, I don't even have the apparatus of a woman, but, you know. Got it? Has everyone got it? There's a lot of pain in the world. You know, and traditionally speaking, this isn't like the highest evolved realm that you could incarnate in. This is kind of like in between total hell and, you know, it's like for basically mediocre beings. You know, this is like a realm for people basically interested in sex and money incarnate here. You know, so you're walking around dealing with in yourself and in everyone else consciousness and love that gloms into the realm of desire, jealousy, aggression. That's what this place, you wouldn't be here unless you wanted that. You there's different ways of saying, and none of which are totally true in and of themselves, but you do know what I'm talking about? You're here because there's something fascinating to you about jealousy. Do you know what I mean? I mean, do you just have a sense, you know, a feeling sense of what I mean? So like when you watch a movie and there's jealousy going on, you go, You know, it's there's an entertainment value in the play of jealousy and rejection. And you know, that's what makes a good love story. You know, there is no, when you go to a movie and you go to a love story and you paid whatever it cost in Australia to go to a movie, I don't know, how much does it cost? $8. You go to a movie, you put down the $8 and you sit down in your seat and the love story was this. Hi, I love you. Oh. You'd feel cheated. Wouldn't you? You go to a love story not to feel the love. You go to a love story because you want to feel love winning over non-love. So the feeling of a good love story is, hi, I love you. However, I'm married to your brother. You know, like, well, there's something I've never told you. You know, and then there's this, like, this, will they ever get together? Oh, yes. Oh, they just missed each other on the plane. They didn't even see each other. They were, oh, my God, will they? You know, and then they finally either get together or they don't. But the feminine fascination isn't with love itself. It's with the play that prevents love, you could say. Do you know what I mean? That's where the juice is. So we incarnate here to get what we get in the movies, basically. You know, think about it. Whoever's creating movies wants people to watch them. That's the only way they'll sell, or what's on TV. So whatever is portrayed there clearly is a reflection of what we want to experience. You do not turn on the TV and just see beautiful people wide open, just standing there in bliss. Nor do you turn on the TV and just see women doing sacred dance and speaking of love and touching each other lovingly. You turn it on and you see soap operas and tragicomedies and horror things and bombs and unlove, and that's what sells. That's what we're here. Whether we want, like to admit it or not, our attention gravitates by birth, by this specific birth. Our attention gravitates, your attention as a woman gravitates to the play of jealousy and rejection, and you like it. Okay. Now it hurts, it sucks as a matter of fact, but there's a part of you that really likes it. And you'll even create it. You'll be with the man you love, and you'll find yourself doing things that will create it, right? Yes or no? Yes, yes. You will create it. And you'll know you're doing it while you're doing it, and you'll, you know, it's insane, you know, and especially to him. So he's going, why the hell are you doing this, you know? Why don't you just do nothing? You know, he's like. But even for you, you'll be doing it and you'll feel yourself sabotaging your relationship. He loves me. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this again? I always somehow sabotage it. You know, or sometimes you don't have to sabotage it because he himself closes and walks away. And that's good enough. There's rejection there. So it's like, he's rejecting me. He's rejecting me. And complain, complain, complain. But as soon as he stops rejecting you and loves you, you'll close down. And you go, why am I closed down now? Because you have to be. Because without that rejection, there's nothing to be entertained by in the human dimension. For the feminine. The masculine finds it totally boring. Masculine people couldn't give a shit about rejection and love and jealousy and all that. They don't go to movies to watch that. They go to movies. They want us to like, oh no, is he one man against a thousand? Can he make it to the top of the hill? Ah! You know, and so in their life, that's what men live out. Like, okay, what kind of challenge can I meet today? You know, like, you know, that's a big wave. I will surf it. You know, money, I will make it, you know. So, and if there is nothing, you know, once a man's succeeded, he creates problems to solve. You know, just like crossword puzzles, just anything that he has to solve, just something that's a trap that he could get out of. Because without a trap, men feel there's nothing to do. Like, okay, got that one done, now I'll rest. And then he's got to go, okay, what trap am I going to take on next? And he actually has to have a trap. So you look at men sometimes and you go like, just, you've achieved it. Just stop. You know, he's like, no more. Got to go further. Always further. Or, you know, do you know what I'm talking about? And you're thinking like, just rest it for God's sakes. You know, and he's like, he's totally identified with the drama of success and failure. And you're totally identified as a feminine form with the drama of rejection and love. You're totally identified with that drama. Otherwise, you'd be complaining about, you know, someone, you not making enough money or something. But that's not as important to you because you have a much, you have a very feminine essence. So your almost entire domain of existence is, are you being loved or not being loved? And if you are being loved and you're not able to stay open as that, you'll create jealousy and all of that for the, because you're attached to that. I mean, that's what this human realm is about. We wouldn't, I don't know how to say this any better. This is our entertainment. We could, as love as consciousness, we can actually experience almost any dimension of anything we want, and this is where we're hanging out. You gotta have, find humor in that. I mean, we're here to wake each other up from the drama of rejection and love for the feminine and success and failure for the masculine. If we don't wake up from that, we just cycle through it. I'm succeeding, I'm failing, I'm succeeding. He loves me, he's rejecting me, he loves me, he's rejecting me. We just cycle through it over and over, over and over. And when it stops in brief moments of grace or just for chance, it's almost intolerable. Do you really love me? Yes. No, really. Do you really love me? Yeah. No. I mean, you'll just find yourself, you know, it can't be true. Do you know what I'm talking about? So, the third stage, that in my jargon, it doesn't matter what jargon you use, but we just talked about first, second, and third stage a moment ago. The third stage is realizing that drama is what this dimension is about. You can't change this dimension. That's the way this dimension is. Masculine's always going to succeed, fail. Feminine's always going to go, love, reject. You know, that's the way it is. Can you stand open as love while that drama goes on? That's the third stage practice. Can you connect with your lover's heart as you're going, I fucking hate you. If you ever do that again, I'll never talk to you again. And you notice your body mind going through creating this drama. And he's, of course, doing his part. Well, you know, I don't have to stay in this relationship. You know. And so your body minds are going through this drama together. Can you stay connected with his heart and he stays connected with your heart and you feel you are one being, one love, playing out the human drama, the necessary human drama of this domain. And over time that drama changes form. It becomes more humorous, more spacious, lighter. But if that ceases to occupy you at all, then you would die. You would translate into another dimension. You would, and which you will in any case at some point. So enjoy it while it lasts. You know, I mean, this is the drama that we've chosen. You know, that the one love has chosen to focus on at this level of things. There are other. Haven't you been in bad dreams, like at night, where you just are like cycling in hells, and then you wake up and you go, oh fuck. You know, like, man, am I glad that was a dream. Because when you're in it, you're just caught in this cycle. Or some are really good. You're in this, like, oh, just sweet thing. And then you wake up and you go, oh, it was a dream. Do you know what I mean? Well, this is what that is. This is a cycle of attention, a cycle of appearance. You're just, and you as a feminine person plays the part of the cycle that is, I need a drama of losing and feeling rejected in my life and wanting love. And now, even as you grow spiritually, even as you awaken as a heart, if you have a feminine essence, you will enjoy that play. You still will enjoy watching love stories, but you will just see your life like a love story. And you'll be going, ah, look at that, I'm doing rejection. I mean, you'll have humor, you'll be able to connect in the midst of it, but you will still play it if, excuse me for spitting on you, if you have a feminine essence. You will play that. Now, you gotta be careful when you emulate spiritual teachers, because depending on where their essence lies in the spectrum, that will be how they manifest their openness. So there are some spiritual teachers, when they open and who have an extreme feminine essence, who manifest that openness through emotion and singing and chanting and devotional. It's a drama of devotion. Like, Lord, I love you! I mean, it's like, it's not just, you know, like, it's this fullness of love and in the body and flowers and incense and, you know, it's, and then if you have an extreme masculine essence and you open like this. And speech arises. And if you have a balanced sexual essence, it's expressed in a kind of in-between the two way. You could find examples through the whole spectrum. You have a very feminine essence. For better or for worse, that's just this incarnation. The drama of rejection and love is what you will always experience as long as you are incarnated as a human being. Being able to open and feel that whole play as a play of love. Specifically, like when we were talking about the couple, the first question, being able to feel your partner's heart, say, at a 10 level, wide open, feeling your partner's heart, in the midst of your bodies going through the inevitable drama they will go through, that's what practice is for you. To stay that connected at heart while you're going, you don't love me, you don't, you know, oh, I feel your love, no, I don't, you know, that whole thing, which you'll see yourself doing over and over, but can you stay so at one with his heart through it that it doesn't interfere with oneness? Oneness is obvious to the two of you, even though the drama continues. The urge to stop the drama is a masculine fascist intervention. Only masculine people want to stop it. What? Of course you do! So stay connected. That's the practice. Exactly. Stay connected heart to heart. Stay connected with the hearts of those around you. That's the first practice. So if you're with me, stay connected with my heart to heart, through whatever's going on with you. And, you know, as soon as you notice yourself, like, turning away, turn back and connect your eyes. As soon as you notice, like, this woman closing down your body, open your body. As soon as you notice yourself closing down your breath, open your breath. Open, just keep opening. Just do it over and over, and soon you'll be able to stay connected as you go through the feminine drama, which you will always go through. You will always go through it. That's what you're born at. If you were born as a grasshopper, you'd be going... and that would be your life, you know, that you'd identify with that, and that would seem like the big deal, blade of grass, you know, like... But you're born as a woman, and so what you feel is love, not love. That is what it is to be the feminine human incarnation. Do you know what I'm saying? This flower is born as a flower. What do you think it's experiencing? I mean, it's experiencing whatever a flower experiences. It doesn't matter, really, but you are the flower of the human feminine expression, and what that feels like is, he loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. That is the expression of the feminine. Now, can you stay connected with me, your lover, everyone, your children, your friends? Ultimately, can you stay connected with the air around you? Can you love so fully as the love that is living everything while your individual body mind is doing whatever it does, which a lot of the time is going to be the drama of... Exactly. That's practice. And that, again, in the workshop, I'm going to set up situations, especially in the intensive. There's a few people who have been in intensives with me before. I will set up situations that will are particularly set up because I'm going to teach you how to connect. You'll learn it in 15 minutes, you'll learn like how to like just connect to the odds or something. Then you go, okay, you got good at that. So now someone's giving you, oh, you're at nine. You're going like, yeah, I could connect. So now I'll set up a situation that is specifically designed to make you disconnect. Something like I did with this lady. I put her up front and moved her. This much hurt. So I'll put you into some situation. You don't have a bodily limitation like that. To you, it's more of an emotional thing. So I don't want to ruin it for you, you know. But I'd put you in a situation that would press the emotional buttons that would make you disconnect. And in the midst of that, I will say, or someone standing there, or however it's, will go, connect. Make eye contact, breathe, connect. And now someone's going to be going, you're getting to 10. Oh, 2, 2, 2, 8, 5. Now you're in 10. It took maybe 20 minutes now to learn to connect at 10 in the midst of what would usually disconnect you. Now that doesn't ever disconnect you again. You know how to practice the 10 in the midst of it. And then 5 minutes later, the next thing, we'll go to the next practice. You go, oh my God, there's no way. I'm not connecting.
This hurts too much to connect.
You know, whatever you do, and, you know, we'll give you a few moments so you can say your thing, and then we'll go, okay, here, connect. And we'll practice connecting in the midst of that. And if you keep practicing that, and it gets worse and worse, because otherwise... I mean, you just settle for it otherwise. I mean, that's why we're all here. We've settled for a level of disconnection. Like, we're in a relationship that is just a certain level of disconnection. We've settled. I don't tolerate that. I mean, that's what I get paid for not tolerating, you know? So I'm just going to go, I'm going to make this worse now. I'm going to see if you can stay connected in this. Can you stay connected in this? 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 And a deeper and deeper and more refined and artistic levels of sexual expression in the midst of whatever would normally totally disconnect you, and by the time, if you keep practicing that then throughout your life, you just, every situation that would normally disconnect you, you learn the principles. Oh, I need to practice opening in this situation. And eventually, over time, as chance and, you know, spontaneous appearance arises, you learn to open in every form as love. Anger, pain, rejection, as love. To actually do the rejection dance, you're doing it. You're actually in the midst of doing it. And you're wide open as love. It's as if you're watching a movie, but it's not the witness like the man feels it. You are the movie. And it's just like rejection, 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 total flow of love in the midst of that. Total flow of love. Fuck you, goddamn. Total flow of love through all of that. Maybe you even smile at each other as you do it, but you just won't be able to help it because you're a woman. Okay? Let me make any sense to anybody? And you have a very extreme feminine essence. Your drama is going to be quite the drama. Let me just say that. Yeah. Because you like it. And all that's missing is the capacity to stay open as love as you do it, as you are it. You are the wicked bitch. Because you are the viper, the vamp, the sex fiend, the killer, the whole thing, the whole thing, to do it as love, as a dance of love. Then there's nothing left. There's no holding back. There's no residue. You are what you are as love. And maybe next time you won't be in this dimension of jealousy. There'll be whatever you face there, like in your dreams. You just find yourself in some circumstance, and again, you just open as love in that situation. You actually can do these exact same practices in your dreams, as you're dreaming. Which is exactly what this is. It just seems more sustained and more continuous, but it won't for long. You could remember a time when it didn't even exist. Just think back into your childhood, to your earliest memories, and you'll come to a point where you can't remember anything else. This dream, or whatever you want to call this appearance, wasn't happening. But there's not like a wall there. It's wide open. Can you feel that? Like, just feel back to your earliest memory. Can you remember the earliest, one of the earliest memories of your life? Now try to remember earlier. But feel what you feel when you try to remember earlier. What does it feel like? Pretty what? Is it a hard blankness or a spacious blankness? It's love with no drama. It's just love that suddenly took this shape. Now we're in it, talking about it. And then at some point it'll suddenly let go of the shape. But you could recognize that it's love in the midst of it. And that is third stage practice. That's love. That's what you're here to do. And when you're doing that, it's fulfilling. It's totally complete. And when you're not doing that, you're doing the drama and you're trying to get some. You're actually thinking, or the drama just continues and it's love. It's your choice. It's an actual choice and a practice, because by tendency you forget that that's what you actually enjoy. Even when you're loving and open, you'll still turn on and watch a movie to watch the drama.
We're never going to get each other. She's dying of cancer and he doesn't know it.
You know? It's entertaining because you are that in this dimension. I watch movies of people being shot up. And that is totally fulfilling to me, because I'm incarnated as a masculine form, and I'm watching these guys get shot up, and it feels really good. You know, like, is this guy going to escape? Is he going to make it? You know, and it's like, I know it's insane and ridiculous, and like, I don't actually want to do that, to shoot people and so forth, but it's very entertaining to me to feel that. And I feel that in my life, and I watch it on TV, and I could remain open as consciousness while I watch that, and I have a masculine form. I'm not ashamed of it. You know, you could look at the movies that Alan brought home today, and there are very few, you know, kind of movies in it, and a lot of kind of movies in it. And, oh, yes. I understand I have no support in this. And it's someone like me that will be attracted to someone like you. It's someone who lives in the domain of death who's attracted to someone who's totally flowing in the domain of life. So you, the more you like love stories, the more you'll attract someone who likes shoot-em-up movies, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? And the more you are the flow of emotion, the more you will attract someone who enjoys emptiness. Do you know what I mean? So the more fully bloomed you are as a woman, the more you'll attract a man who likes shoot 'em up movies and meditating. And I might be oversimplifying, but I think you understand what I'm saying, right? I mean, it's not quite that simple, but close. Now, that's not a problem. That's a blessing, because someone like me, and I am, I'm a character like this, and you know, I'm just speaking from experience. I came, and I wrote about it in a book, Wild Nights, that's here, by the way, about how one of my teachers got me beyond this. I would just sit in my room for hours meditating, and I had equated the silence that I had was able to rest as something that was like something, you know, like I had achieved some kind of spiritual opening because I could remain wide open in silence sitting in my room. And the first thing this teacher did was like get me shit-faced drunk, feed me meat, make me fuck people, and it was just like, I realized he was much more open than me, so I trusted him, and I eventually realized that I was holding back as consciousness rather than living as consciousness as a gift for you. It's not me it's about, it's you, it's this. It's that which is arising. And so if I take you as a lover, I take you to give you the gift of my unwavering consciousness through your body, which is only wavering, through your emotions, which are only wavering. So you're going to go, fuck you, get away from me, don't leave me, fuck you, get away from me, don't leave me. And I am just going to love you through and through. And that is going to give you something that you can't give yourself because you're incarnated in a feminine form. And what I'm going to get from that is something I can't give myself because I'm incarnated in a masculine form. I'm actually going to get to feel what it feels like to be alive in a feminine body, which to me will feel like total bliss opening from nothingness. And then in moments when I'm not in the third stage moment, I'll go, oh, no! And then in third stage moments, I'll be able to open again as one with you, and you will actually feel, we'll be at 10. There'll be no separation. You will be light and I will be consciousness, but there'll be no separation. There'll just be this moment, just opening how it opens, and our bodies will do what they do as a masculine or feminine body, but your feminine body is going to want to feel me enter you, ravish you, take you, and my feminine body is going to want to do that. It's going to feel exactly what you described when I asked you to feel before your birth. It's going to feel your softness and the clouds, and I'm going to go, God, I want that. And I'm going to take that, but I'm not taking it for me. I'm taking it so I could give you consciousness. It's just the same thing. We're just doing the same one together through our bodies. But it's going to be someone like me that is in your life. So he's always going to be into this massive mission in his life. Because that's the drama of the masculine. I have a mission. And that's just the way it works out. And you will always be oscillating emotionally between love and rejection. And that's the dance at the human level of love and consciousness, of the divine. This is the divine dance. And even in the Indian sacred dance, for instance, they were, besides being yogas of opening, the stories they portrayed were all about the relationship between lovers. Everyone. Whether it's the lover of the devotee to God, or it's human lovers. All those dances were the dance of love. They were doing the dances that you watch on TV and soap operas. But they were doing them as yogas of opening. They were entertaining themselves with the same drama. There's this one Bharatanatyam dance where this woman is asking Krishna, Krishna, take me, take me, take me, and Krishna walks towards her and she goes, not yet. You know, and then Krishna turns away and plays a few, and she goes, Krishna, 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 look it, I'll make you milk, you know, I'll sew this beautiful gold embroidery for you, and Krishna turns to her and she goes, not yet. And you're doing this dance, and as a woman, you know exactly what that is, that whole dance, and you're doing it consciously, and you're doing it as a dance of love, and you're opening your heart as you do it, but you're not dancing. You're dancing in the feminine dance as love, as a yoga. I, on the other hand, would and actually have used weapons as a form of spiritual practice. Martial arts, swords, things like that. There's nothing like it. I mean, my body just loves to express consciousness through martial arts. I don't know how to express it exactly, but just like your body loves to express love through the drama of, come here, come here, you know? That's the play here. That's just this domain.